Today's recording is L'schus in honor of my wife, Bailey Yafa Bela Bas David Tzvi, in honor of our anniversary, etc., etc. Kol doi dihine zebo medalag ala hor mekapetz ala gvois. The voice of my beloved is coming. He is jumping over mountains and skipping over hills. The Alter Rebbe explains that this verse from the Song of Songs is all about the holiday of Passover. The voice of my beloved is coming, jumping over mountains, skipping over hills. That God came to us in Egypt, even though we weren't prepared for it, even though we weren't worthy of it, even though we were in no way at a level that could contain the revelation of God's essence that came down to us in Egypt. In God's great love for us, God jumped over all mountains, skipped over all hills. Not only didn't he stand on ceremony, but he didn't pay attention to any calculations of, on a simple level, chronology of time, the fact that we were supposed to be in Egypt longer, but on a deeper level, to Seder Shtalshlis, to the usual downshining of worlds, to the usual way that God reveals himself to those that are prepared for it, that make themselves vessels for it. God, in his great love for us, jumped over all mountains, skipped over all hills, came down to us in the impurity that we were in Egypt, out of his great love for us. But then comes Sfiras HaOmer. Then comes already now, we've entered that time where we start slowly counting day after day, one level at a time, 49 different levels, 49 different steps, the orderly ascent back up to God. After on Passover, on Pesach, God passed over, which is the real Pnimis Dikur reason for the name of the holiday. He was Pesach. He jumped over all hills and he came down to us where we were on our level in the lowest place. Now Sfiras HaOmer is the gradual ascent up to God, which is slow and difficult. But the obvious question that's asked is, what was the purpose of God jumping over all mountains, jumping down to us into the lowest level, only then waiting for us to climb back up to him? Seemingly, God could have just allowed us to climb up to him. He could have, so to speak, taken us out of Egypt and just allowed us to climb up to God. Why did he first jump down to us, only then to allow us to slowly, gradually climb up to him? And the answer is, of course, because sometimes you have to be shown the mountaintop. You have to be lifted up to see the goal, the vista, to see the huge new horizon of what you didn't think was possible, to then be able to slowly make it into a reality. You see, the road is long. There are mountains in our way, and we have to climb a step every day. And to be energized to make that slow, gradual journey, we have to first have love lift us up where we belong, where the eagles cry in a mountain high. First, God had to allow love to lift us up where we belong, far from the world below, up where the clear winds blow, like Joe and Jennifer sang. It's a world where few hearts survive, and who knows what tomorrow brings, and all we could know is the way that we feel when it's real, to keep it alive. So God had to first lift us up with his love to where we belong, which is the holiday of Pesach. God had to first carry us on eagle's wings up to the mountain high where the eagles cry, and then Sfiras HaOmer, we could then embark on the long road. Even though there are mountains now in our way, we could climb a step every day. Like what Alan Watts said about his Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds type of experiences, that sometimes these type of peak experiences that he had is only to get a genuine mystical insight, but only a glimpse which could then be matured and deepened by meditation, gradual meditation. Or in the way Alan Watts said it, is if you get the message, hang up the phone. That the biologist doesn't sit there with his eye permanently glued to the microscope. He goes away and works on what he has seen. Or if we focus on Joe and Jennifer's mashal itself, that in life, love lifts you up to where you belong, that when you have an ability to be in a place with someone that you love and build an atmosphere and a home with someone that you love, that itself lifts you on a mountain high that could then allow you to be able to deal with the difficulties of life and the challenges that the world presents. And although there are mountains in your way, you can climb a step every day and be able to slowly build your life in a deep, meaningful way. And so therefore this time, where we're in Chol HaMoed of Passover, when we're in Pesach, where God has already skipped over the mountains and jumped over the hills, where God has come down to us and to our level, and we had that peak experience of the Seder night of being on the mountain with God, and God showed His love for us. We got the message, and now we could hang up the phone of Passover Seders, where everything in one night, such deep experiences, and now we could begin the Sfiras HaOmer, which is the gradual climbing up to God, which is the attempt to achieve stability in our relationship with God and make it an everlasting edifice, to make the mountaintop of God our permanent reality, which is eventually what Mashiach is going to be.